that's it. I've packed my bag and I've emptied the tent, the very comfortable tent. Place has been home for only a few days. Is it possible to leave on a high, knowing that I'm leaving the Do Lectures a day early? Yes, it is. Needs must. I had a phone call saying pretty much the whole family's been taken down with gastroenteritis and I'm needed. And there are lots and lots of things that are reaffirmed when hanging around the really amazing people at Do. One of those things is family. And I am going to go home and look after them. I'm so glad I got the chance to do so many things, including the workshop I've just finished. Just going to load up, take one look at the sunset from my front porch on what is a glorious, glorious evening. A very large bird flying over my head right now. Birds in the trees. It's only a short walk to the car park. I've got my pack on my back, got my satchel on my side, and I've got a head full of stories I've yet to share, and memories, and ideas, and learnings, for want of a better word. I know that at this time tonight, everybody's going to have their dinner, which they're doing now. Then they'll have some music to enjoy over the remainder of the dinner wine, and then they'll move to the bar. And I think people really let go tonight. So if I can find a positive of leaving early, apart from being able to be there for my family, it's the saving myself from what is normally a horrendous hangover, because some people know when to stop and some people forget sometimes. So the story is obviously going to continue, and I'm hoping that the few people that came to my workshop will assist in recording that and sharing it outside of these hedgerows and these trees and these canvas walls, so that I can continue to curate what's going on. So Do 2012 can kind of have a bit of an online record. It's interesting when you're creating something from your perspective and concentrating on your own interactions, because in a way you can personalize the tale, and many people's tales come from the same perspective. It's this meandering, random, spontaneous, serendipitous journey through, you know, through people you're bumping off, learning from, connecting with. You never know where it's going to go, and the only kind of constant is this passage of time, some reconnections, some initial impressions that get rubbed out straight away on second meetings, and a breaking down of barriers. A fantastic time that I'm going to sit and reflect and be thankful I've had the time that I have here, and look forward to not getting mugged. Who's running? Oh, we're in the woods, aren't we? Hiya. Somebody in a serious hurry. Ah, they've had a phone call. They're waiting for a lift. Four and a half hours-ish in the car. I do have some audio to listen to, some music to carry me away, and I'm going to try not to think about all of the stuff I know is happening tomorrow, some really amazing stuff, because hopefully I'll be able to catch up with some of it later on. Well, I hope you've enjoyed stuff done, you know, so far, some of the bits and bobs and the stuff snatched. I'm going to so keep in touch with some of these people and some of the amazing speakers, and I'm going to be sure to catch up with some of these people on their home turf. From now on, I'll be driving, so don't be surprised if I'm quiet for a bit. Thanks. There'll be stuff going on documentally.com in the not too distant future.